More and more, we're finding this area is coming out of the COVID-19 with more and more of the events we used to go to and love being held once again. And one of those events is coming up on Saturday, October 9th from 10 to 5 in downtown Salisbury. I think it's actually probably by the White Hart in Chihuahua, but I'll get the details on that in a second. That is the Salisbury Artisans Group, and they once again will be back with their Fall Festival Market. And we have Diane Tamara with us this morning. Diane, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Marshall.
So let's talk a little bit. It's nice to have all these different events returning and people being out in nice weather. And you have this event coming up from 10 to 5 on the October 9th. Am I correct in assuming it's going to be by the White Hart and by Chihuahua?
Yes, it's going to be in the same places it's been all along, and so we're excited about that and very grateful to both Mary at Chihuahua and to the White Hart for letting us set up in those places.
Now let's talk a little bit about the artisans group that is formulated. Let's talk a little bit about, for people that aren't aware of who the artisans is and where they're from.
Well, this group got together years ago, and we formed out of the people who used to show at a small craft store, which you probably remember, in Salisbury called Creative Hands.
Absolutely.
And when they closed, we formed ourselves a little group so that we could keep on showing our things. And that group, the core group, is Karen Gerstel from and Joe from Under Mountain Weavers, and Karen Noyes, who does polymer clay work, Leslie O'Neill, who does that fabulous tiny beaded jewelry. And let's see, there is another person, Shari Horowitz, who does beautiful, with her husband, painted wooden bowls. And me, I'm a potter. I think that's all of us in the core. And so we will be there, but as always, we've sent out an application and people have applied, and so we've got about 15 or 18 other artisans who will be showing with us. And everyone who is showing has made the things that they're showing themselves so that there are no manufactured objects in this show. And we'll be having, I think it's called Upcycle, which is a company that makes, then they make clothing out of other clothing.
Yeah, the interesting thing I was going to mention, them, they take cashmere, wool, and cotton knits from thrift stores. And I know all about thrift stores because we have the Bargain Barn.
Yeah.
But they take that and then repurpose them and sew them into new garments.
That's right, and they're just fabulous. So they'll be there, and the core group will be there, and we'll have painters and other jewelers and one other potter. I'm a potter, but we'll have one other potter. And just our usual nice selection of beautiful objects made by people who live around here.
And also I see that on your list of artisans, the Great Cape Baking Company from Amenia is going to be there. They've got, of course, their own hand-cut donuts, their breads and pies and things like that.
Yes, I know. It's going to be great. So, yes, they'll be there, and I'm glad you have the list because I did not sit down with my list, Marshall.
That's all right. I mean, you've got beeswax candles from Hawk Dance Farm.
Yep.
Furniture. You've got furniture. You also have watercolor artists. You have skincare products. I mean, this really is, when you talk about an artisans group, you can have yard sales and you can have garage sales. But when you get true artisans that truly make things and then put them out on the market, that's what makes your event so special.
That's absolutely right. That is what makes it so special, that these are things that are all made by real people. And because of COVID, we weren't able to meet last year at all. And we will not be able to meet this winter for our usual winter show. So this is going to be the only opportunity to see our work in person and do your early holiday shopping.
And what I think what's great about it, I don't think that there's a big, once again, we normally have going into the fall, a very big event in Salisbury, Connecticut. And I don't think that's happening this year, and so this really will fill a void.
Yes, we hope so, and we hope that, and we're talking to the other stores in town in the hopes that they will get excited about it too, and we'll create our own little mini fall festival since the big one isn't happening. And we're very excited to be able to get together and show people our work.
What's great about this, we're talking once again about the Salisbury Artisans Fall Festival Market, which is Saturday, October 9th, 10 to 5, basically spread out from the lawn in front of the White Hart to Chihuahua. And what's great about this, lots of parking around, easy walking, and there's plenty of food either at the White Hart or anything. I mean, it really is a perfect location for somebody to go out on a Saturday, especially in the fall, and spend a couple hours and find, you're right, do shopping for birthdays, anniversaries, the holidays, whatever.
It really is, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, once again, it is Saturday, October 9th from 10 to 5, downtown Salisbury. If you go to our website, you'll find robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on the interview section. You'll find this interview. We'll have different links so you can read about the different artisans and you can see about who's there and more. And once again, it's nice to have the Fall Festival Market, the Salisbury Artisans back for Saturday, October 9th. We missed a lot of things from last year, and this is one of those, Diane.
Yes, well, thanks, Marshall. Thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention, and we're excited to see our neighbors and visitors and all the people who often come by and talk with us and admire what we're doing, and we're going to be happy to see each other too.
And what are you going to bring to put on display that you've made?
Well, I'm a potter, so I will be bringing a lot of what you know functional pottery, which means things that you can use in your house. Plates and dishes and vases and bowls and mugs, and I think that's about all the kinds of dishware there are.
Well, I think, like I said, I think to have this on a weekend, which is going to be a fall weekend, and where people are going to once again be able to get outside, Saturday, October 9th, Salisbury Artisans Group Fall Festival, spread out between the green in front of the White Hart and Chihuahua. And once again, Diane, good luck and much success in this year's event.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Thanks for talking about it.